If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, listen, when you focus on improving yourself, everything you want, it'll come to you. Because we attract based on who we are, not what we want. So I'm in a season of my life to where I'm never chasing nobody or nothing. I'm attracting.
Repeat after me. I don't chase, I attract. What is meant for me is coming to me. What belongs to me will simply find me. I release all fear and worry. I am a magnet for abundance and love.
I guarantee you, if you learn this, every single good thing you are looking for will come chasing you. The law of mental transformation. If you are looking for money, stop looking. If you are chasing success, stop chasing. If every other day you have a new idea on how to generate success, you are on the fool's journey. As you evolve and grow, you align yourself with the qualities that naturally draw success towards you. Transformation is magnetic. Refine your character, expand your skills, enhance your mind, reject fear. The more you become a magnet for the opportunities and achievements you seek, the more success will find you. It's about evolving from within. Allow your growth to create the conditions for success to come to you.
Don't chase your dream, manifest it. You're chasing your dream, you're never gonna catch it. Just manifest it, put your trust in a higher source, and it'll manifest in your life. It's called prayer. You can call it yoga, meditation, you know, whatever name you want to put on it, but you definitely want to implode within yourself and get in that higher source and let him turn the faucet on so you can get wet.
Don't seek success. Seek to be valuable. Don't seek to be successful. Seek to make yourself valuable. People go after value. That's what they spend their money on. And the only way to become valuable is to focus, to master something. Become known for something, and folks will pay for it. Whatever you are gifted in is the key to your process and your progress and your prosperity. Your vision makes you a master. Vision is the ability to see beyond the present. Create what exists but cannot be seen. Once you see where God has given you birth to go, then you start doing everything that's necessary to prepare to go there.
Jim Rohn said, success is not something you chase, it's something you attract. You don't get back in life what you want. You get back in life what you are. So focus not on getting more. Focus on becoming more. Don't ask, what can I get from this? Ask, who can I become from this? Because who you become, that's character. That's legacy. Those things last forever. Those things cannot be taken from you. But the things that you get externally come and go. Do not place your value. Do not place your identity in the things of the external world. No. Become somebody that's aligned with the highest version of yourself. That's in congruence with the creator of the universe, and start attracting things from that place. Success is not something that you chase. It's something that you attract. Success is not something that you chase. It's something that you attract.
We spend our whole life chasing money. We're going to die running, bro. Focus in on what's important. Your diet, working out, reading. Get your mental together and you're going to attract everything. I fall off a lot because I get into the manifesting and then I would let the worldly things throw me off and I would start back chasing love, chasing money. And it's like you don't really get it.
Job offers will come to you. Money will come to you. If you have this kind of inner strength, this kind of inner power.
You have to become a completely different person. You have to develop character beyond 99% of the people in the world.
This is on me. If I want more, let me learn what other people have done to get more. If I want more, I might have to change my mindset. I might have to read those books, study the past.
You have to develop honesty and discipline and quality relationships and the willingness and the ability to work and set priorities and all kinds of stuff.
You cannot change your life unless you change something.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
a lot of people who are trying to become an entrepreneur, they're doing it in a sense for the wrong reasons. You're just trying to buy that next car or build that insane life that you think is going to leave you fulfillment and satisfaction, but it won't. Chasing fulfillment through the progress of becoming more productive and building bigger and better businesses that have a bigger impact, that's where you find the fulfillment.
There is real and true power in detachment. Once you learn how to detach yourself from the outcome, detach yourself from people, modern day society, thoughts, norms, all of this stuff, once you learn to actually truly detach, everything that you want and everything that you want to attract and then everything that you seem to be chasing right now will come to you in such a natural manner. Trust me, and you will actually find yourself in a much happier position once you learn how to detach. Whatever you chase, you don't really attract.
You know, something interesting happens when you detach yourself from ideal outcomes. Things just start to align. Things just work out. It is always the case that when we become hyper-fixated on what we want to happen, what we wish to happen, it never works out the way we want it to. And I don't think it's a coincidence either. I think it's a result of us taking our focus off of the task at hand. We take ourselves out of the experience of whatever it is that we're doing. If it's the process of consistently going to the gym in hopes of obtaining a healthy physique, an aesthetic physique, then what is required for the highest possibility for that outcome to actually happen is we need to be fully immersed in the process. We need to fully fall in love with the process, romanticize the process of exercising, of going to the gym, of eating healthy. We need to become obsessed with it, because if you become obsessed with that thing, with the process itself, there's no way it doesn't happen. It's just a matter of time at that point.
I'm hearing you say there's a way to not chase but attract.
All right, so if you're creating from the field instead of from matter, right, there's a very strong possibility that you'll shorten the distance between the thought of what you want and the experience of having it. And when there's a vibrational match between your energy and that future that you want to experience, now if you're creating from the field, you actually don't go anywhere to get it. You actually draw it to you. So here comes the synchronicities, the serendipities, the coincidences, yes, the opportunities, and they come out of nowhere. And you say, I don't understand, I didn't do anything. Well, you changed your energy.
The more you build a beautiful garden, the butterflies will come to you. But for me, at this phase of my life, I'm in a state where I'm trying to strip it right back to first principles. I don't know, if I be a nice person and I focus on me and level up myself and build this garden that is attractive, the butterflies will come. And a big lesson that I've learned this year is just to stop chasing. And the more I chase, the less I receive. And if I just focus on me, not feel like I need anything, not put anything on a pedestal, bring it all down to my level, the more things flow into my life and the more I start to receive.
Success and failure are events, not your self-identity. The ego uses success to feel superior and failure to feel inferior. But success and failure are just experiences. They're not proof of who you are. But the moment you link your identity to them, you become their prisoner. You're chasing one, fearing the other, and therefore you're never at peace. Well, when you don't take on success or failure as your identity, you're free to chase success without the pressure, and you can experience failure without making it mean something about your self-worth.
Here's how you know you're going to be successful. There's a line from Eric Thomas that cuts through all the noise. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you will be successful. It's not poetic, it's primal. Because success isn't talent, it's hunger that won't shut up. And what he meant was this: when your goals stop being optional and start feeling non-negotiable, that's when everything shifts. You stop needing hype. You stop waiting for motivation. You do it because not doing it feels like dying slowly. So here's how you know it's coming. You keep showing up even after failure. You don't take rejection personal. You take it as data. And you rather be tired from chasing it than numb from avoiding it. You see, there are two kinds of people: the ones who need external proof to believe, and the ones who believe so deeply they create the proof. The first one waits, the second one builds. And here's the real sign. You don't need an applause to keep going. You hold yourself to a higher standard, even in silence. And you're not asking, will this work? You're saying, I will make it work or I'll die trying. That's how you know. You're not hoping to be successful. You are already becoming the person who makes it a reality.
I don't chase anything. I attract every single thing that's meant for me. And I feel like that's the reason why a lot of people don't live or love comfortably, because they always reaching for something that's not meant for them. I want to make the exact amount of money that I'm supposed to make. I want to love the people that I'm supposed to love. I don't want nothing more. And I feel like that's the recipe to living a fulfilling life. Do what God has meant for you.
Stop forcing yourself to be wealthy and successful. Stop it. Enough. When you start to understand this language of the universe is energy, all I have to do is be in alignment, alignment, alignment. I have to get my mind in alignment with my desired outcome. So if I'm sitting here desiring and wanting, that means I'm not in alignment. I'm actually living my life as if I don't have it. That's not abundance. That's scarcity. You'll never want something that you already have. So now you've been gifted with something called the imagination. The imagination allows you to imagine that you already have it right now. So ask yourself, whatever I'm trying.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To create, if I already had it, how would I be behaving? How would I act? How would I feel? What would I do? Once you answer those questions, you apply it. And when you apply it, you're moving in the same frequency as already having it. And you won't need it anymore. And you won't have to chase after it. You won't have to grind. You won't need to. I'm already it. I'm already him. I'm already her. And then this physical universe will conspire to see that it corresponds to your vibration.
You chase so many things. And instead of chasing, you should be attracting things. You should be attracting a good job. You should be attracting a good career. You should be attracting a good partner. Stop chasing things, because if you have to work so hard that just to try to get close to a job, a position, a career, or you have to try so many times to get into medical school and law school or whatever profession you might be wanting to get into, it probably wasn't meant to be. And it's probably not even a right fit for you. So instead of that, just work on yourself, work on your natural abilities and things that you actually love and good at, and that will attract the right job, a right career, and a right person, a right friend, and a right partner. So don't chase, attract.
When people hear detach from the outcome, they think it means stop caring, but it's not about apathy, it's about authority, because true detachment says, I trust what I've aligned with, and I don't need to control the when or the how. See, it's not passive, it's magnetic, because when you're attached, you're signaling lack, you're gripping, you're waiting, you're doubting. But when you detach, you relax into the frequency of already having it. It's no longer, I hope this comes. It's, I'm living as if it already has. And that's when the quantum field rearranges to match your inner state of being. Not because you forced it, but because you stopped resisting it. Detachment is presence, and presence is power.
Money knows that we are in harmony with money. We are vibrating with money. We are on the same frequencies as money. Money is energy. Energy does not stop moving. Energy is constantly moving. But you got to make sure that money is coming your way and not going away from you. That's why you don't chase money. But you attract money. You don't make money. You're not printing money. If you have to thank yourself into the riches. You got to thank yourself into the lifestyle that you see yourself living. So you got to become attractive like you are attracting everything else. You know how everybody is always talking about attraction, but why hasn't anybody told you about the finances being attracted to you? The finances seeing you as desirable. Yes, the money sees you as desirable. The money wants to be in your hands. The money wants to come to you when the money sees that you are vibrating at a high level. The money wants to come to you when the money sees that you are focused on your goals. The money starts to chase you. Have you noticed when people chase money, the money runs away from them? People can want all day. Hey, I want to make this. Hey, I want to make that. But once you get up in the AM and start affirming it in the mirror and telling yourself, money wants me. Money is in love with me. God is my supply. You got to make sure you know that too, that God is your supply. God is your source. So this is endless. Money can be endless. It can be abundant. It's all on the thought, the time, and the energy that you put into accessing these funds. You got to know that it's coming to you. You got to put it in your mind, and you got to make sure that you are operating on the same frequencies to allow that and be receptive and actually receive the money coming into your life.
You learn nothing from success. Never. There's nothing you learn from success, you know. You learn everything from failing. And fear of failing is what holds people back from doing anything.
Yeah.
And when you don't try and you wake up at 65 years old, you're a lot angrier than if you'd failed. You're a lot of, you know, it's really easy to be 65 years old and go, I tried to do that, I just couldn't do it. You'll really be mad if you go, I think I could have done that, but I didn't try.
Yeah, regret is a poison.
Regret is a poison. Yeah.
I don't want to move fast. I want to move correctly. I just don't want to waste no time. If it's something that's going to take us a year to make, if it's something that's going to take us 10 years to make, that's fine. Long as we don't waste no time.
Longevity.
The more you chase it, the more it hides, because needing something creates tension, and tension pushes it away. That's why surrender is magnetic. That's why people who don't care seem to attract everything. It's not because they don't want it. It's because they're free without it. The universe doesn't respond to desperation. It responds to coherence, to openness, to alignment. And alignment happens when you let go of needing it to prove something about yourself.
You don't have to chase anything. There are things that you want to do. People are like, chase your dreams. No, call your dreams to you. What you chase runs. You will never get there if you're chasing it. Call your life to you, but in that, just relax. And so when things are feeling tense, when the contrast is happening, when life is ebbing and flowing, when you're finding yourself bouncing between these peaks and these valleys, always come back to, can I relax about that?
If you're chasing for a goal, stop. I mean, think of the action of chasing. When you're chasing, something's running away from you, right? So don't chase anything in life. Tell yourself you're the magnet, right? Give yourself that affirmation every single day when you wake up. I am a magnet to my manifestations. I am a magnet to my goals. Make yourself believe it. Once you believe it and you're in that frequency, guess what happens? You become that magnetic attraction.
And you know how you become unstoppable? It's by the basic psychological behavioral development principle of simply saying it to yourself. Because whatever you say to yourself and believe over and over again, you start to believe as a reality. You start to walk it and talk it and act it. So what you say is, I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is, I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it.
You must assume that you already are what you want to be, and then live by faith in this assumption. Living from the end means that you call the things which do not exist as if they did. It will chase after you if you can place into your imagination what it is that you would like to attract and begin to feel it. That which you feel yourself to be, you are. And you are given that which you are. So assume the feeling that would be yours were you already in possession of your wish. And your wish must be realized.
Hey, if you dress like a boss, they're going to assume you're a boss. I mean, even if you're not a boss, man, even if you don't have no business, man, start dressing like you're a boss so you can manifest it and put it out there. Once you start feeling like you're a boss, you start reading books and you talking like a boss, why God not going to bless you with the boss title? Why he not going to bless you with no business? Especially if you got the knowledge, you know exactly what you're trying to do. Especially if you got the willpower, you got the dedication, you got the consistency. Why God not going to bless you with what you want? Especially if you're doing the right things.
If you woke up tomorrow morning with a business doing six figures profit every month, would you know how to maintain it? Could you run that business? If you woke up tomorrow morning with your dream body, how long until it would be gone? Or could you maintain it with what you're doing right now? We want it now, right? But even if we had it now, we wouldn't be able to maintain it. We wouldn't be able to keep it. That's why we don't have it. So you have to think backwards. Think, I already have the business doing $1 million a month, and I just need to maintain it. What actions would you do then? Think, I already have the dream body, right? What actions would you be doing then? I think you know what to do. We just want it now. We don't want to have to do the work to get it. Think backwards. I already have it, and I'm just maintaining it, and then you'll get it.
If you want something, first get it in your mind.
It's in this book somewhere.
Until you get it in your mind, you're not going to get it in your hand, or in your bank account, or in your garage, or in your pocket. You must have the mental equivalent.
Make decisions daily that are based on what you want most, not what you want now. And that's really, really hard for a lot of people. And I teach that. It's like, just the simple filter is, does this decision get me closer to my goal or further away? And literally everything goes through that filter. What podcasts I listen to, what books I read, what I eat, when I go to bed, who I hang out with, who I date, who I don't date, who I don't hang out with, goes through that filter. Does this get me closer to my goals or further away? So there isn't an area of my life that's reserved that's like, oh, that doesn't account for that. It's everything.
Every morning, what I want you to do is to close your eyes and visualize your day going exactly the way you want it to go. So it's what we call intending the day. Make a clear sense of that person's going to answer the phone. I'm going to find a parking space. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And see it going exactly the way you want, you feeling the feelings you want to feel and getting the results you want. And then visualize your bigger goals. You know, the million-dollar goal, the world peace goal, ending hunger goals, all the goals you have that are longer term than just your immediate day. And then if you have affirmations, do the affirmations. And I recommend one affirmation for every goal. So you've got the goal, you say your affirmation, you visualize it as done. Some people will look at their goal card, they've got a picture on the back of the car they want, and then they close their eyes, feel themselves driving it. The second thing I want you to do is to put external images around your house, on your refrigerator, on the mirror, etc., so that you're seeing things around you. The monks in the monasteries knew this. Everywhere you turn, there'd be a Buddha, and they would be reminded, this is what I'm here for, okay? And they would wear the same color robe, so they would be reminded constantly, what was their purpose? Why were they here? The third thing I want you to do is to have a better feeling thought. What does that mean? Anytime you notice that you're not feeling well, ask yourself, what am I thinking? Usually it's a negative thought. So always be looking for that better feeling thought. When you're not feeling well, ask yourself, what am I thinking?